Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1130, where we ask the most engaging trivia on the internet. Round number one, with a theme revolving around the number seven. Here's the first question. Tradition states this city was founded in 753 BC on one of a group of seven hills. The answer is Rome, famously known as the City of Seven Hills, which includes Palatine, Capitoline, Aventine, Caelian, Esquiline, Viminal, and Quirinal. The second question is up. In the Romanian language, this group includes Duminica, Luni, and Vineri. The answer is days of the week. In Romanian, Duminica is Sunday, Luni is Monday, and Vineri is Friday. The third question awaits. Shiva, in this religion, is a seven-day period of mourning. The answer is Judaism. Shiva, meaning seven in Hebrew, refers to the week-long mourning period observed after the death of a direct family member. Fourth question. Lust, sloth, and gluttony are three of the seven of these. The answer is the seven deadly sins, which also include pride, greed, envy, and wrath, originating from Christian teachings. And now the fifth question. Bryn Mawr, Vassar, and Barnard are among this scholarly septet. The answer is the Seven Sisters. These are seven prestigious liberal arts colleges in the northeastern United States that were originally women's colleges. Time for round two, with the category The State Governed. First question. Bill Clinton. The answer is Arkansas, where Bill Clinton served as the governor before becoming president. Here's the second question in this round. George Pataki. The answer is New York. George Pataki served as governor of New York from 1995 to 2006. On to the third question in this round. William McKinley. The answer is Ohio. Before becoming president, William McKinley served as governor of Ohio from 1892 to 1896. The fourth question is here. Christine Todd Whitman. The answer is New Jersey. Whitman served as the governor of New Jersey from 1994 to 2001. And now the fifth question. Janet Napolitano. The answer is Arizona. Before leading the Department of Homeland Security, Napolitano served as governor of Arizona from 2003 to 2009. Round three is all about dairy. The category? Got milk? Here's the first question. AKA America's Dairyland, it's one of the leading U.S. states in milk production. The answer is Wisconsin. It's often referred to as America's Dairyland due to its top ranking in dairy production, especially cheese. Remember, the category is Got Milk? Here's the second question. This M.M. Bop trio pushes milk. The answer is Hanson. The band of brothers from Tulsa, Oklahoma, are known for their hit song M.M. Bop and their association with the Got Milk campaign. The third question of the round. One of this unit of milk weighs about 8 pounds. The answer is a gallon. A gallon of milk indeed weighs approximately 8.6 pounds. The fourth question. This Chicago Bulls forward sports golden-colored hair as well as a white mustache. The answer is Dennis Rodman. Known for his eccentric personality and unique style, Rodman was part of the Chicago Bulls dynasty in the 1990s. And now the fifth question. A Frenchman created this process that kills microorganisms in milk by heating it. The answer is pasteurization. Named after Louis Pasteur, the process is used widely to make food and drinks, including milk, safe to consume. Round four is here. The category? Bandwidth. Here's the first question. Freddie Mercury and Brian May. The answer is Queen. This iconic British rock band was fronted by Freddie Mercury, with Brian May on guitar. Here's the second question. Mike Love, Al Jardine, and the Wilson Brothers. The answer is the Beach Boys. Known for their harmonious vocals and surfing-themed songs, they're one of the most influential acts of the rock era. Ready for the third question? Eddie Vedder on vocals. The answer is Pearl Jam. Eddie Vedder is the lead vocalist of this popular American rock band that was a key figure in the grunge movement. The fourth question awaits. Richie Sambora on guitar. The answer is Bon Jovi. Richie Sambora was the lead guitarist for this rock band, which is named after its lead singer, John Bon Jovi. Here's the fifth question. Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. The answer is Steely Dan. This American rock band is known for their eclectic mix of jazz, traditional pop, blues, and sophisticated studio production. And now the last round, the category, the Anthony Quinn Film Festival. Here's the first question in this round. In 1962, Anthony Quinn played F